It's 5:46 at Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Gosh, I owe my deepest and most heartfelt apologies to Heather Norman.
Why?
Well, because I left you waiting in the lobby. I'm sorry about that.
I
went on one of my usual 5:30 takes way too long rants about things in life.
That's all right. I was just waiting for my apologies to Matt Damon, and then I was just going to leave.
Yeah, no, I'm not bumping you like Jimmy Kimmel bumps Matt Damon.
Every night.
I'm not doing it. Although, if you want me to start, I certainly am glad.
You could say my apologies to Heather Norman every night. I'm sure Galesburg would love that.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll probably sell you some more tote bags, I think.
Well, but
never mind.
Yes.
Never mind.
You've
about
gone off
that.
Script.
Yeah, well, what else? Tell me something you didn't already know. Heather Norman, and for the purpose of this discussion, is part of the Galesburg Public Art Commission, and they are, for another year, doing their big Galesburg's Got Talent competition, and they're are some auditions starting this week toward that. So first of all, talk about Galesburg's Got Talent and, well, gosh, how you came up with it. I know that seems like an easy question given what I'm hearing in my head as I ask that, but this is a pretty cool thing.
Yes, it is. Well, we had talked about doing a singing competition, and we had a conversation about why not make it bigger, like America's Got Talent, so that almost anyone could participate. And as a public arts commission, we feel that, you know, open it to everyone. So last year,
sure.
You know, we had a comedian and a dancer and music. So we have it all. But that's kind of how we came up with it, as kind of a talent show showcase of all the talent in Galesburg.
And, you know, make no mistake about it. I think they're, whether we know it or not, and I'm glad I'm getting to talk about this more as I'm involved with something else we're both involved in, but there's so much art in terms of talent in this case around this community. I just don't know that we even realize it at times.
There are many, many talented individuals in this community, whether that be in visual arts or theatrical arts or music. It is amazing to me in our small town of 30,000-ish, that we have so many talented people, and it's wonderful to see, and I'm glad we have outlets for them to showcase their talent.
Absolutely, and speaking of outlets to showcase talent, that's where this week comes in. You, in just a couple of days here, folks can start auditioning to be this year's big Galesburg star, if you will.
Yes, so we have our third night of auditions, takes place on Thursday night.
You've already had two nights.
We've had two nights.
Okay.
And actually, we've had two nights. We have three contestants so far that have been accepted.
Great.
And we will put them out on Facebook soon. So we have our third night of auditions, which is Thursday night at Cherry Street. So check-in is at 6:30. It begins at 7. The performance begins, and there will be a judge. It's five. Just you fill out a form that we will have there. It's a $5 audition fee. And then you audition with whatever your talent may be, and then the judge picks one and the audience picks one, and then hopefully we will have several people that are available on the 26th of April that will also be performing at the Orpheum. So,
any talent at all?
Any talent at all.
What have we seen between last year and this year in terms of talent? You said a comedian.
We've had a young woman from Knox who does stand-up comedy. We have had a dancer. We have quite a few singer-songwriters. We had a flautist audition. We had singers, of course. Singing and music is the most common. We've had traditional, I believe it was Latvian song.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. So we have all kinds of people. We have not had a contortionist or like
hear that any, contortionist?
Yes, all the contortionists that are out there. or any of those like over the top dangerous things, thankfully. So
yeah. No fire.
We're all moving out to the parking lot now.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I don't think the Orpheum will allow us to have like fire eaters or anything like that. So
jugglers where they're throwing flaming things up into the air, nothing like that.
No, nothing like that.
Don't want to get Chief Simpkins mad at us.
No, not at all.
So again, it's really anything, and the proceeds are helping the Public Art Commission, which oversees the Civic Arts Center. Correct?
No. The Civic Arts Center.
I'm wrong?
Yes, you are.
Oh, my God. Mark this date on your calendar.
The Galesburg Civic Arts Center is its own organization.
That's right. I knew that.
You did know that. The Galesburg Public Art Commission
sometimes
really...
Sometimes I drink before I come on the air.
Well, don't we all?
Yeah.
The Galesburg Public Art Commission actually was started to fund the statue.
Right, that's what I...
Yes. Yeah. We oversee Carl in the square.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I still see every now and then when I'm driving around the square, still see people just stopping and walking up to the statue and looking at it. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of people I see admiring the statue or just hanging out by the statue. And it is, I'm proud of that accomplishment that we were able to put that statue there. So.
For as many people who either A, complained about the statue or B, complained about the goat, I'm glad that has worked out so well.
I will no longer participate in any goat fundraisers.
Why not?
I don't know.
Come on.
That goat is lovely. It's, I think, one of the only goat statues in the United States, actually.
Well,
so,
you know. We should spread that around, I think.
Yeah. So anyway, no, Carl and Nellie are lovely, and we were proud that we were able to put that in the square for Galesburg. And we would like to do more things along those lines, maybe not quite so big. That was a very big project. Took a long time to do. Mm-hmm. Some smaller things, like we helped the downtown council do the trash cans, decorated trash cans around town. We were working with the city on a banner project that Carla Marquardt, who has taken over for me as president, is working on, and some other things in the pipeline.
Wow, I'm kind of trying to fathom in my head somebody taking over for you on something.
I know, isn't it nice?
Gosh, I wish I knew what that was like. But you know, for every one thing you get rid of, you might be taking on another.
I'm trying not to.
I know, but God love you for doing it, because there should be more people like you around that are willing to take on some of these
volunteerism,
things.
It's a good thing.
That's right. Okay, so the next audition for Galesburg's Got Talent is Thursday, mm-hmm. And then when after that?
Then we have another one on a Friday, which is April 12th at Buddy's. Okay. That will also be a 6:30 checked in, 7 p.m. performance. And then you would need to be available for the main show and dress rehearsal the 25th and 26th of April. We will also probably be launching here in the next week or so some video auditions if you cannot make either of those two.
And those are going to be on your Facebook page?
Yes, you submit a video.
All right, very good. Anything else we should know about Galesburg's Got Talent, Heather?
Audition, audition, audition.
I can just sit in front of a microphone and talk. That's not really much of a talent.
You would need some kind of set, I think.
No, much of it. It's just a talent.
You could do rants by will.
You just need something.
You need a bedazzled outfit and some.
Hey, look, I only have
soundtrack.
I only have an hour a day. That's really all I need.
Well, 10-minute rant by will. You only have 90 seconds at the audition. Yeah, so they have rules and everything are on our Facebook page and at gpack.co.
gpack.co.
Yeah.
That's by the way, a 10-minute rant from Will is about 9 minutes and 50 seconds more than even my mother will let me get away with.
Well, there you go.
All right. Heather Norman with the Galesburg Public Art Commission. Thanks so much. I hope Galesburg's Got Talent is once again a big success. And we create another star, kid. We're going to be a star.
That's right.
And I would be remiss if I didn't mention that both Heather and I have various roles in the Prairie Player Civic production of Calendar Girls starting next weekend.
We do.
And we'll talk to them, I believe, a week from tonight on Galesburg's Evening News. So there you go. Heather, thank you.
Thank you.